Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Fred Bell with the Encouragement for Your Soul. You're listening to the E-Man After Show here on We Talk Radio Network.
Yes, it is the E-Man After Show right here on We Talk Radio Network. Man, we're excited and delighted that you guys are coming in on the phone lines, that's coming in on the network on tonight. Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the E-Man After Show. I'm E-Man.
I'm Mandy.
And we're back in the building. Hello, everybody. Come on in. Come on in tonight.
Happy Sunday.
Happy Palm Sunday.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Happy Palm Sunday to all of you that's out there in Radio Land on tonight. We want to thank all of you guys that's joining us by way of the network on tonight over here on We Talk Radio Network. Man, this is what we talk.
We listen.
And guys, we take action.
Yeah.
Well, man, we made it back. We made it back for another great episode. I want to thank all of you guys that join this great network every Sunday night, the E-Man After Show. Man, I tell you, it's been a blessed day, homie.
It has been.
It's been a marvelous day. So hopefully you guys have had a blessed day all around the globe, because we have. We broadcasted down in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. And, man, I tell you, we're excited and delighted to be a part of this great network. We've been around for 14 years, man.
14 years.
And still going strong.
That's right.
Well, we want to appreciate you guys on tonight. It's the E-Man After Show. Hello, everybody. Welcome back. Welcome back. Shout out to Southern Soul Artists Around the Globe, radio.com over there on the other side. Thank you guys for listening.
Yeah, shout out to Mr. Curtis Frazier.
Yeah, Mr. Curtis Frazier, and to all of you that's listening on the other side over there in Southern Soul, you can listen to us live right now over there on Southern Soul. It's the We Talk Radio Network. Man, I tell you, you can follow us over here on We Talk Radio Network on all social media.
Right.
Because we are summer everywhere.
We are.
Yeah, listen. If you can't find We Talk Radio Network, you know, one day you're going to drive down 30 or I-20, you're going to see a big billboard out there. I say, We Talk Radio Network.
That's right.
Shout out to the owner, founder, Miss Kia Davis.
Shout out to Miss Kia D.
Miss Kia D, we want to shout you out on tonight. We want to thank Miss Kia D. Listen, what is it? Women History Month?
It is.
It's Women History Month. Well, shout out to all the ladies out there tonight.
Yes.
Yeah, shout out to all of you ladies that's out there on tonight. It's Women History Month, and boy, we're just saluting all our women. This proud on over here at We Talk Radio Network, Miss Kia Davis. We want to thank her for standing on the wall for, I believe she told me it was 13 years, because we kind of had it confused, because she you know, she was on radio before she started the show.
Right.
So I think we had 13 going on 14 years.
All right.
But she's been in radio for 15 years.
Well, she's been blazing the trail.
Yes, she has. Yeah, so we want to thank God for her. Appreciate her on tonight. We want to thank all of you that's listening on tonight. Come on in. Come on in. Come on in on the network. We see you over there on Southern Soul. The time ticker is going off on tonight. It's the E-Man After Show. Man, we on all social media. Man, won't you help a brother out with some of them placards? Listen, guys, you can download these apps and check We Talk Radio Network on one of these apps. I like on Spotify, but man, help me out with some of them other platforms.
Okay, so guys, you can listen to us on Deezer, Podcast Addict, Listen Notes, Player FM, Amazon Music, Spotify, Blog Talk Radio, TuneIn Alexa, YouTube, iHeartRadio, Podbean, Buzzsprout, CastBox, Castro. I don't know why I'm getting winded, but CastBox, Castro, Pocket Cast, Overcast FM, Apple Podcast, Google Podcast. And that was to name a few.
Put that, what are you drinking over there tonight, man?
It's a Red Bull. I don't know, I just got winded all of a sudden.
Yeah, well, we want to thank all of you guys. Listen, you can go back and check those apps out, you know, download those apps and pull up We Talk Radio Network and go back and listen to all the great shows over here on
That's
We Talk.
That's right.
Yeah, we'd love for you guys to do that. But listen, we're pushing this YouTube channel over here on We Talk Radio Network. Listen, you can go to We Talk Radio Network all in the one word. Man, you can like, you can share, you can make a comment. But man, if they need to subscribe, how do they do that?
So guys, you just simply hit that subscribe button. Also, do not forget to hit the notification bell so you could be notified when a YouTube When the We Talk Radio Network
Jeez,
family
host I got over upload here,
new content. Yeah. Listen, it's an odd day today, okay? It is an odd day today.
Yeah, you got notes in front of you, man. Well, read your notes.
Yeah, I just figured I knew this, okay?
Yeah, well, yeah, you guys, you can do that. And we appreciate you guys that listen. You know, go check that YouTube channel out.
Right.
And keep up with this family over here. Well, man, I tell you, we have had a blessed day. It's Women History Month. It's Palm Sunday.
It is.
You know, what? You know, Easter coming early this year, right?
It is.
Easter's next Sunday, right? Resurrection Sunday?
That's right.
Easter's normally March?
April.
This is a leap year, right?
It is.
Oh, that's why. Yeah, it's a leap year, you know, because we had 29 days in February, right? And so when a leap year fall like that, Easter do fall in March. Okay, that's why. Well,
thank you for educating us.
You know, some people didn't know it was a leap year. Listen, you need to leap. You need to leap on into that new destiny.
Literally.
You need to leap on into.
That's right.
Jump on in there. Happy to all of you guys that's joining us on tonight's Southern Soul. We want to see you see the time ticker going off. We want to thank all you guys that's coming in on the network on the other side, that's coming in on We Talk Radio Network. Man, let's do a little recap from last Sunday night.
Oh, yeah. So let's recap. So on last Sunday night, we had the founder and CEO of We Talk Radio Network, Ms. Kia Davis.
Yeah.
And it was The Untold Story by Kia D.
Yeah, man, that was a beautiful story. It was a beautiful interview, you know. Mm-hmm. You know, she came on and she opened up and shared her story with us. Yes, and we, you know, not that we allowed her, but didn't have a lot of questions because we wanted her to tell her side.
That's right.
Tell her story. Mm-hmm. Can't nobody tell it like you can tell it.
True.
You know what I'm saying? And she shared with, I think we're going to have to do a part two and finish. We'll wait till that book come out, though.
Right.
When that book come out, yeah, all the stuff will be in there.
And that's going to be in 2025.
Yeah, she's dropping a new book, and so we'll wait there. I'm quite sure, I'm almost sure it's going to be a great read, and, mm-hmm. and then we'll have to have her back. But we want to appreciate you, Ms. Davis, for coming on, stopping by the E-Man After Show. It was a beautiful, beautiful interview. We had got a lot of great feedback, huh, man?
We did.
Yeah, people really enjoyed it, and, you know, only thing I can say, God is good.
Yes, he is.
Yes, and so to Ms. Davis, to all of you over We Talk family, we want to thank you guys for, you know, supporting this sister.
That's right.
You know, this black-owned network, and, you know, eyes haven't seen and ears haven't heard all that God has for her and this network that's coming up.
That's right.
Because there's a lot of great things being ready to happen in 2024.
Yes.
Well, man, we are back in the building. We are in the building on tonight. Listen, guys. 9:35?
Mm-hmm.
And at 10:35, we got encouragement for your soul. It's by Fred Bell.
Yeah, and then we want to wish Mr. Fred Bell a happy 2-year anniversary.
Yeah, it's his 2-year anniversary. He's been doing these segments over here on the E-Man After Show for 2 years.
2 years. Very impactful.
Yeah, we want to thank Mr. Fred Bell for, you know, he's blessing a lot of people's hearts. You know, he's been doing this for a while,
mm-hmm.
and God just have afforded him to, you know, put these encouraging words out over there on TikTok. You can follow Fred Bell at Fred D. Bell on Facebook,
mm-hmm.
or you can go over to TikTok to Frederick 53 Bell.
Okay.
And check him out over there on TikTok. You can listen. You would be encouraged, you know, because
yes.
When he sent him out, I sent him to the station. I sent him to people, and people are just blessed by, you know, his encouragement.
Yes, they are.
And so that's...
We are.
We all are.
Yes,
so
we are.
Every Sunday night over here on the E-Man After Show, you can check that segment out at 9:35, and then we have another one at 10:35.
Mm-hmm.
It's Encouragement for the Soul with Fred Bell. So we want to thank all you guys that's coming in on tonight. Me and Mandy is back in the studio chilling like a bug.
We are.
We have had a blessed, marvelous day on today. Shout out to Bishop P.D. Jakes in the Potter's House.
All right, now.
Man, we just finished our ILS Leadership Conference down here in Dallas, Texas. It was a powerful conference.
Mm-hmm.
And you already can register for 2025. It's over there in Orlando, Florida. So you guys want to go register for that next year. It's going to be off the chain. So we want to appreciate. I'm going to give my pastor a plug. Don't be over there hating, Mandy.
I'm not hating. I was getting ready to say that, you know, they have to start their registration early because so many people, they register, you know. So for those of you that would like to sign up, you want to sign up now.
Yeah, registration is out for 2025. If you're a leader, you own a business, you want to start a business, you're an entrepreneur, you want to make sure you check out this leadership conference. It's thebomb.com.
All right.
Well, guys, we are glad you joining us by way of the network, by way of the phone line. Listen, if you want to listen to us live and be a part of the live show on tonight, you can call us here at 563-999-3456.
Mm-hmm.
Come on in, and if you want to be a part of sitting around the domino table, jumping into the conversation on tonight, you can call us up here live, and then you can hit option one, which is Uno, number one on your phone. And we'll bring you around the domino table. Because why? What are we talking about tonight? We got to listen, Mandy. About 2 or 3 weeks ago, you know, I was on social media and I seen this particular question come up.
Okay.
And then as I got to listen to different other podcasts and radio shows, they was talking about it. So I said, I think I want to bring that question to the E-Man After Show.
Okay.
So we're going to talk about this question on tonight. Tonight's topic tonight, ladies and gentlemen. When you know someone hasn't been raised right.
Okay.
That's our question for tonight around the domino table.
Mm.
We want you guys to come on in and talk to us tonight. You can call in and give your opinion, or call us. You can call us and let us know when you know some people in your family you would think they was raised. You know, grandmama and mama and them did the best that they know how. But when do you? The question is, when do you know a person hadn't been raised right, man? Mm. When do you know a person hadn't been raised right?
Well, we'll talk. We'll get into it.
You gonna give me one off the top of your head? Well, you know, one of the things I know. One of the things for me, man, mm-hmm. is when a person calls a parent by their first name.
That's kind of subjective, though.
No, you listen. That's the question. That means you ain't been raised right. If a child come in and call his mama, hey Brenda, uh-huh. you know, and you know, we wasn't raised where we addressed our parents by their first name,
right?
In any elder, by the way.
And I agree, right? Mm-hmm. I agree. However, but what if that wasn't a requirement in that household?
That mean that
for that child as mm-hmm. taught to call their parent by their first name, it wasn't a form of disrespect.
That mean that parent wasn't raised right. Because, you know,
someone may raise the question, man, and they may say, and I understand because uh-huh. I would have never called my mom by her first name.
You'd be getting up off
However,
the floor.
However, my dad, for years, I called my dad by his first name. Mm-hmm. And my grandma, my mom and my dad, they were not together. Mm-hmm. So my grandma, she, you know, when I got a little older, mm-hmm. she corrected me.
For children.
And so I started calling my dad, but yeah. Someone may say, okay, to you, E-Man and Mandy, that's the way you were raised to call your parents mom and dad. And that's okay because that's the rules and that's the guidelines for your household mm-hmm. and your upbringing and family dynamics. But that was not our family dynamics. So they may challenge you and whomever else, me too, challenge me and say, hey, who are you to tell us the correct way a person should be raised when it comes to referencing your parent?
And I would just look at them and say, you wasn't raised right neither. That's exactly what I would look at them and say. Well, hell, you wasn't raised right. Because,
period.
You know, we was raised to respect, you know, our parents. And,
right.
And then here's another thing I think where, you know, a person really wasn't raised right. Mm-hmm. You know, when a person bump into you, have you ever somebody bumping you and they won't say, excuse me?
Yes. Yeah, and I for me it would be walking into someone's home mm-hmm. and not speaking.
Yeah, that's another one.
That is so. Mm-hmm. I think it's just so disrespectful.
Right. Mm-hmm. Have you ever took someone out to eat? Mm-hmm. Have you ever took someone out to eat, man? And they get into it with the waiter. You take them out to eat, and you paying for their food, and they arguing with the waiter.
I will say this: I have witnessed. So,
you know that. Listen, I'm paying for your food. You out here arguing. You know you wasn't raised right.
Or just, you know, belittling the waiter or uh-huh. waitress. You know, that I've witnessed that happening to someone.
Mm-hmm. And so, ladies and gentlemen, when do you know a person wasn't raised right?
Mm-hmm.
Call us up here tonight. We're going to talk a little bit about that on tonight. Come around the domino table with us on tonight, and let's talk a little bit about that on tonight. When do you know a person wasn't raised right? I got another one for you, Mandy.
Right.
Here is one, and this is to all of men, you know, all the fellas out there. When a man allows a woman to walk on the outside of him on the sidewalk.
So let me ask you, mm-hmm. I love the fact, you know, that you pull me in, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you ask me to walk on the other side of you. But, I mean, is that truly a right or wrong? And does that has anything to do with upbringing? You know, is it according to your upbringing or is it according to the way the man and the woman view a man and you know, a relationship, basically?
Okay. Well, let me let you get on our side of the sidewalk and get hit. Once you get hit,
I mean,
you'll be like, well, you should have been on this.
It's a question.
Uh-huh.
I agree wholeheartedly, and I love that about you
uh-huh.
as your wife, right?
Uh-huh.
And if I was dating someone else and they were that way, I would like that. But is that really, does it have something to do with upbringing?
For sure that, because, you know, our parents, they, you know, the old school brothers and uncles, you know, they taught us that. You know, you put the woman on the inside.
Okay.
You walk on the outside. I mean, I had those uncles, even men, that went far as back as to be like, you know, you shouldn't even allow a woman to walk behind you.
Oh, you hate that.
I hate
you hate that.
Because if anything happened to you, I can't, you
Maybe
know.
I can't see you.
I can't see you as short as you is back there.
I'm like, babe. I'm right here. I'm right here. Man, walk. Come up. Walk up.
You know, I'd rather for you to walk on the side of me because, you know, I always ask you, what's going on down there in your little world anyway?
Well, it's challenging because your legs are longer than mine.
Right, right.
So, you know, obviously you're going to take more extra steps.
Like, you got a purse on your arm, you behind me. I don't know where you at. Then I had to look down and find you. So tonight, ladies and gentlemen, our question tonight, this question tonight, if you want to come around the domino table on the E-Man After Show and join this conversation, it's something I've seen out there on social media. I thought I would bring it to the E-Man After Show on tonight. When do you know a person? When do you know someone hasn't been raised right?
Okay, and may I add?
Sure.
Do you think some of these questions is connected to a person's upbringing? I feel that there are some rights and wrongs when upbringing in households, and then sometimes it's just according to the way that child was taught. And is it really right or wrong? Now, certain things are, right? We know to treat people and be respectful and be courteous and kind, right? But certain things, I think that, you know, it just may really depend on the agreement of the couple, person, and, you know, just upbringing and how, and our views, when we bring all our views together as one.
Right, right. I mean, here's another one for you. Here's another one for you, Mandy. Let's check this one out.
Okay.
When somebody walk in the house and they don't speak.
Ooh, now that one, that's not that. Now that one, I feel that one does have a lot to do with upbringing.
You just walk in big willy nilly.
I don't know if it's because it gets under my skin, but I do feel like that specific one has a lot to do with upbringing.
But then I'm going to play double dare like you.
Okay.
You know, parents, listen, you should speak to them when they walk in.
Well, you know, like, okay, when we were children, we walk into somebody's home, even before we got there, you know, sometimes, you know, your mom have that talk with you. You walk in, you speak, don't be running through these people's house. And, you know, so your mom, she normally, or your parent would have that conversation before you get there if they know that you're capable of doing those things, right? So that's why I would probably connect it to upbringing, and also for me, learned behavior, seeing my mom walk into others' homes speaking first, you know, I was taught that.
Right
So yeah.
And so when do you know, you out there in radio land, when do you know a person wasn't raised right? Call us up here at 563-999-3456. We're going to talk about it around the domino table on tonight. We just put a few of them out there, you know. When do you know a person hadn't been raised right? Man, once again, man, they have some objections about all of them. But, you know, have you ever took someone out to eat, Mandy?
And
they, you know, they acted a fool?
Oh, yeah. I know someone. In particular, when they get hungry, they get truly angry, and it may not be personal for them towards the person, but they may just come across the wrong way.
Here's another one, I think, Mandy. When a person don't say thank you.
Yeah. Now that one,
You know, you open the door for them. You know, they walk on the end and they don't turn around and say thank you.
The entitlement, the entitlement of it all.
Or you loan them some money, and you know, you would think if a person loaned you some money, they'll say thank you.
Absolutely.
And they just walk on off like, okay. You know, that person hadn't been raised right.
I mean, and maybe they have a sense of entitlement that's creeping in.
I don't know, but if I loan you some money, at least say thank you.
Right. I mean, I think it's just common courtesy. But it does, I do not always think everything reflects back to the parent.
Well.
Or how the adult figure they're raised.
Listen, if you black and you yet to be United States and you got a mud deal and big mama, you know, these are some of the ways that they raised you, because with etiquette and all of that, they weren't going to let you go out there and make them look crazy. And so, ladies and gentlemen, on the phone lines on tonight, on the network, shout out to Southern Soul. You guys are listening on the other side. By the way, we're coming to FM, right?
We are.
In April, we're coming to FM over there man, you guys will be able to ride around in your car on a Sunday night and listen to We Talk Radio Network
right
on FM. Southern Soul Artists Around the Globe Radio Network on FM. The E-Man After Show and the Man of the Mentor Show. We're getting ready to promote that next month.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be off the chain. You know, you get out of church and say, I want to catch the E-Man After Show.
Mm-hmm.
You'll be able to check this great network out on FM. We're coming to FM, the E-Man After Show and the Man of the Mentor Show.
Right.
We're excited and delighted about that. We see the phone lines are lighting up. The network is lit up on tonight. Thank you guys for joining. But listen, if you want to join the conversation, this live show on tonight, call us around 563-999-3456. We got a question we put out there tonight. When you know someone wasn't raised right. And we'll talk about it. But, man, we got to take a little break. When we come back out of this break, guys, we're going to come around the domino table and we're going to have a conversation.
That's right.
So you guys keep it locked. We'll be back with more of the E-Man After Show right after this. I'm E-Man.
I'm Andy.
And guys, we'll be back with more.
You're listening to The Sound.
Time on my hands. Since you've been away, boy, I ain't got no place. No, 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 no. And the sound of rain against my window pane, it's slowly, slowly driving me insane. I'm going down. To say goodbye, look what you've done to me. I can't stop these tears from falling from my eyes. Oh, baby, I'm going down. I'm going down. 'Cause you ain't around, baby. My whole world's upside down.
Oh, there we are. We're back. We're back.
We're back
in the building. We want to appreciate all you guys that's joining us on the night over here on the E-Man After Show.
Right.
We are back in the building. We are in the building. I couldn't hear nothing for a moment, man. We want to thank all of you guys that's hanging out. We're broadcasting down in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. It's the E-Man After Show over here on We Talk Radio Network. Man, this is where we talk.
We listen.
And guys, we take action. Boy, I tell you, it's been a blessed, marvelous day on today. Man, it's I tell you, it's been a long day, been a long weekend. We just did the the Leadership Conference down here in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. Thank all you guys that flew in from all around the world. You know, downtown Dallas was booming this weekend. Shout out to Bishop P.D. Jackson, First Lady Sarita Jackson, all of you guys over at the Potter's House. Man, I tell you, Pastor Cheryl Brady, she said a word on it. Well, no, Pastor Brady didn't preach today. I forget the guy named the priest today, but she almost preached today. She set it off out there in Frisco, you know. Shout out to Pastor Cheryl Brady and Bishop Joby Brady. We want to salute them just as well. That's but, man, we're back here on the E-Man After Show on tonight. We're around the domino table. I got Mandy. She's in the building. We see the phone lines are lit up. The network is lit up. Why? Because we got a question. What is our question, Mandy? Because you don't even wrote the question in your head.
Oh, yeah. So, well, actually, I don't think we had it in the form of a question. We just said when you know someone wasn't.
It's a question, man.
Raised right. How do you know when someone wasn't raised right?
When do you know? Let me ask you a question, man. When do you know? This is a question to you. When do you know a person wasn't raised right? That's the question. I'm asking you that question. When do you know a person wasn't raised right?
But that just depends on so much.
I can tell you ain't been raised.
Sitting down. Are you coming from my mama?
Who you been raised by?
Anyway, that my mother did, Eldridge.
Okay.
That for me, it really depends. Because I think that sometimes people, they may react out of emotionalism, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And they may act in a manner where perception may be they were not raised right. So for me, I think it just takes a duration of time. I'm not saying a lot of time, people.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying time to really, really make a proper assessment when speaking to how one was raised. Now, sometimes we can tell when people were raised right when they shared their views with us about certain things, you know.
Right.
Yeah, from just talking, sitting in sessions, you know, communicating with people, I can tell within 30 minutes of that conversation.
Oh, wow.
But I will say this, and let me say this.
Uh-huh.
I'm not saying with the question we've asked tonight that I do not agree. What I'm saying is that somebody may have an opposite opinion, and they may say, hey, well, this person may in that moment acted out of character.
Mm-hmm.
This person may have an off day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I think those things have to be considered
mm-hmm.
when we're making assessments of people. But I will say this to answer your question. If I notice that every time someone comes to my house and they just walk in, they put their feet on my couch, I've had some things to happen, you know,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, I think I can make the assessment after a certain length of time that, okay, maybe this is a part of this person's upbringing, or maybe this person wasn't told that this is not the proper way to behave.
So you answered my question. You have been raised.
But sometimes it comes, mm-hmm. and once again, over time.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you can tell right off, you know,
mm-hmm.
with certain people depending on what they do and
what they do
not do. But sometimes you have to give a person time, and you'll find out, it's more to this person than how they behaved last week.
Mm-hmm.
That's what that is, in my opinion. Now, someone else, they may have a different opinion, and they may bring great, great facts. But at the end of the day, that's just how I see it.
Well, let's bring this call in just before we go to our segment, ladies and gentlemen. Let's see. Do he? Hello, Mr. Fred Bell. How are you tonight, sir?
All right.
Man, when do you know a person? When do you know someone has been raised right, Fred Bell?
When we see them at the store with their pants hanging down, their butt cheeks out, their music is blasting loud, his rap is cursing, and his older people around, they don't turn it down, they don't pull their pants up,
mm-hmm.
they don't do nothing. That's how you know when people are not raised right.
That's good. That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah,
because you see a lot of that, right? You
mm-hmm.
you would be like, man, what in the ham sandwich?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I agree. How you
Absolutely.
Doing, brother?
I'm doing good.
Good. Well, good, man. Well, congratulations on your second year anniversary over here on the E-Man After Show. Yeah, we getting ready to run that segment. People calling in right now to listen to your segment.
They are.
We got 2 minutes, and they call in right before the segment, and they listen to the segment, and they hang up for you. Talk to your, not all of them, just a few of them for you. Yeah, well, man, that's what we're around the domino table on tonight. That's what we're talking about. When do you know a person hadn't been raised right? So, guys, if you want to join the conversation on tonight, sit around the domino table with me and Mr. Fred Bell, you can hit option one. We'll definitely bring you in. It's subjective. It's your opinion, you know, because everybody, you know, out there have been raised different.
Mm-hmm.
But the question is, when do you know someone has been raised right? Just like men to say, when a person come to your house and they put their feet all up on the couch and they climbing all up on the cabinet and just all kind of stuff.
And then Kia D, founder and CEO of We Talk Radio Network, she wrote in and Kia D said that when someone comes and they put their feet on your coffee table, you know they wasn't raised right. She said, gotta log off, but she loves you
are. All right. Thank you. Thank you, Miss Davis. You out there listening on the network on tonight. We had her last Sunday night. We want to thank her for stopping by. But Fred Bell, we got to do a segment. It's called Encouragement for the Soul by Mr. Fred Bell. You guys check this segment out. We'll be back with more of the Eat Man After Show right after this.
You are now tuned in to encouragement for your soul.
I want to thank each and every one of you tonight for joining me for the encouraging word. And our word tonight shall lift someone up who's feeling down. And though it may seem and feel like there's no way up, we should never give up. Did you know giving up is one of the easiest things that we can do? Because giving up takes no effort at all. All you have to do is stop trying, stop fighting, and stop caring. But when we look at the book of Isaiah, chapter 38, verses 1, 2, and 5, it says, in those days Hezekiah became ill, and it was at the point of death. Hezekiah turned his face to the wall and prayed to the Lord. I have heard your prayer and seen your tears and will add 15 years to your life. And in this life, we have had trials and tribulations. But we can't just give up. Because when we give up on our friends, our kids, parents, and we give up on God. When you hit your knees, you are in the most powerful position there is. When life hits us, the death of a loved one, job losses, sickness, or whatever we're going through, like I said, when life hits us and those things occur, we should never give up. We should turn to God because He won't and has never given up on you. He will restore and pick you up again and again and again. So if it's you who is wanting to give up tonight, don't. Because I love you and God has sent this word especially for you. Because when it seems like there's no way up, we should never give up. And in the scripture I read, Hezekiah was ill and facing death. And the Lord said, I heard your prayer, and I will add 15 more years. The Lord hears you even before you speak. He answers you even before you call. God loves you, and He wants what's best for you. So if there's anyone listening tonight that was thinking about giving up on whatever, whether it's a job, whether it's a friend, whether it's life, don't do it. Because it's so easy to quit. So you must fight. Because giving up takes no effort. But fighting takes everything you got. But you have to remember, you will never fight alone. For the Bible says, God will never leave, nor will He forsake us. So if there's someone tonight that needed to hear this word or knows someone that is about to give up, tell them never give up because God has never given up on you and He never will. You heard another encouraging word by Fred Bell.
You have just been motivated, inspired with encouragement for your soul with Fred Bell.
You're listening to The Sound.
Oh yeah, don't that sound good? Well, this song goes out to anybody that got somebody they might want to hold on to, somebody that they go home to at night. See, that's what I call a good thing. I got me a good thing too. See, I don't want to lose. Listen, I used to hang out every night, running around in the clubs. Yeah, I thought I had everything. I thought I never needed love. That's when God sent an angel straight down from up above. Came and swept me off my feet, showed me the meaning of true love. Now my friends, yeah, they ask me why I don't hang like I used to. Some even laugh, they call the name like old man and party pooper. But I found me a good thing, and I don't care what they say. Tell them when I get time I might come through, but I can't come through. Gotta keep moving. My girl, she waiting. I don't wanna be foolish. Got a good thing going on, and I ain't trying to lose it. Can't stay too long. I gotta keep moving.
My girl, she had a notice, she waiting on me with a big smile.
Sit around the house and be your fool. Said living my best life. Going back and forth with you. This ain't no pity party. Too late for babe, I'm sorry. You can't keep treating me like I'm just anybody.
Radio Network is the hottest online radio station heard globally. We feature the best radio shows, the most amazing hosts, and hot topic panelists. We produce and support fabulous events globally as well. We work with the most dedicated community partners, period, point blank. I started We Talk Radio Network in 2010, and guess what?
Over 10 years later, we are still going strong.
Celebrating and providing the best radio shows, best special guests, the most incredible music, blogs, events, and more. We have informative shows, inspirational shows, music shows. We even have two youth shows. We invite you to be a part of the family. And you can do that by following us on all our social media platforms and by going to www.wetalkradio.com. WeTalkRadio.com.
Oh, yes, it is WeTalkRadio.com. We're so excited and delighted tonight that you guys are joining us by way of the network, by way of the phone line. This is the E-Man After Show. We're back in the building. Ladies and gentlemen, we are featuring some new music over here tonight. We got Shay McCarr. She's out of, she's over there on Southern Soul. And,
right.
She's a new artist with a lot of great music, man. And I tell you, you know, it's that line dancing. Yeah, we want to thank her. We're going to be having her on pretty soon. She's over there on the Southern Soul side.
Mm-hmm.
I think her name is called Shay McCarr. Shay McCarr, that's her name. And we're featuring her new music, I'm Going Down. You know, she rewrote that. And then Do Right.
Okay.
You know how y'all used to do the wobble, the lion dance? That's that lion dance music.
Mm-hmm.
I want to thank all you guys that's joining us by way of the phone lines on tonight, by way of the network. Shout out to Southern Soul artists around the globe, radio.com. Listen, guys, if you want to go over to Southern Soul, you can go over there all in one word. That's Southern Soul artists around the globe, radio.com. You can click on the E-Man Emerald over there. You can listen to us live. We're live right now over there on the other side. And then you can listen to us tonight live right here at We Talk Radio Network, all in one word. And click on the E-Man After Show. Then if you want to be a part of the live show tonight, you can call us here at 563-999-3456. We got a hot, hot topic, but we got a question out there tonight. When you know someone hasn't been raised right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I seen that on the wire, and I thought I would bring it to the show. We're around the domino table. Fred Bell, are you with us? You back with us, sir? Hello, Fred? Fred might have went in the kitchen somewhere.
Yeah, I'm serious.
You still here, brother Fred?
Yeah, I'm serious.
Man, what a great segment on tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, that segment at 9:35, this is the young man that does that segment. It was a great segment. I tell you, beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I see some yikes call in. They like, oh, okay, I missed it. They playing some live music. I said, call back at 10:35. You'll be able to hear the next one. Yeah, but man, but beautiful. But we're talking tonight, you know, when do you know a person hadn't been raised right? Let's bring this other caller in. Last four number 7014. You're on the E-Man After Show. Hello, who is this?
What's going on, E? This is Renee, a.k.a. Burns from the Kia D Show. What's going on?
What's going down? How you doing?
I'm blessed and highly favored. I can't complain.
Yes. Well, we're around the domino table. Come on in here and join Mandy tonight. Get some women around the domino table on tonight.
Yes,
you
Mandy,
know?
Yes. Yes, the lovely Mandy. Just a beautiful soul she is.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, well, she's here tonight. She's sitting around the domino table. We got Mr. Freya Bill hanging out. Fernice, we got a question out there on tonight.
Right.
Let me ask you this question, Fernice. Do you got kids, Fernice? Mm-hmm. I don't know if you have kids or not. Do you?
Yes, I do. Four of them.
Oh, you have four kids? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So, where do you know someone has been raised right, Fernice? That's the question tonight.
Ooh. See, you know, that is a very good question.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know where to start. You know, back in the day, if you were told to be in the house before the street light came on,
right,
there was no back talking, there was no asking why. You know, when parents started trying to be their children's friends before the parent, they lost sight of the priority of life.
Good point.
That's good.
There, you can discipline a child and teach them right. Okay, maybe you don't want them to say yes, ma'am. Say yes or no. Don't what me. That's not polite.
Uh-huh.
That is not polite. I'm old school. So grandma said go in there and wash those dishes. There was no ignoring grandma. There was no I'll do it when I get ready. See, back then you would get your head knocked off. And you still grew up to be a very smart, intelligent, respectful, educated, successful young man or woman. We here today. We're living witnesses.
Right.
So that question, I can, as I said it, I don't know where to start, but that what? that right there. Boy, they get my goose. It does. Don't wet me.
Don't wet me.
That's just not respectful. It's
right.
Not. You know, what you think, Mandy? That what?
No, I absolutely agree. Absolutely agree with you. I feel that, you know, growing up in the household, those are things that your parents would teach you, the way we reply, right? Do not, like you said, what me is either yes or yes, ma'am, no, ma'am. But what is totally disrespectful. So I agree. I feel that when you hear children that say that outside of the home, that's something they do in the household. And it's also the same. Let me just add with what Fred Bell said also, because he talked about the system's doing something over here, but he talked about when when children are in the store and when they're in the presence of the elderly, how they can be disrespectful. And, you know, in the home, it starts with your parents, how you address your parents, how one would speak to their mom and dad, how their appearance would be before their mom and dad. So I absolutely agree that is a part, both of those responses, they're a part of upbringing.
Yes,
Auntie. What do you think about that, Free?
Start early.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
Which part?
What do you think about what Miss Fern is talking about? Ladies and gentlemen, this is a personality. She's a part of the Kia D Unplugged show on Monday night. You can check her out every Monday night over there on the Kia D Unplugged show. Miss Fernice,
yes.
In the building, sitting around the domino table.
That's right, that's right.
Yeah.
And what I think a lot of it is, as like she was speaking of, when we were raised by like our mothers or grandmothers, we were taught to respect. I remember when we was little, and you say you was outside fighting, and you had to be in before the streetlight came on. If an adult walked in, you could be in mid-swing, and you would stop because you weren't going to fight in front of them. You weren't going to curse in front of them. Because anybody could take you home and whoop you and this and that. But kids these days, they're so disrespectful because the parents are like 25, the kid already 15.
Right.
You're right. That's a lot of it. You're right. And you know, back then, when the neighbors could whip your behind for showing out, see, that was a village raising the kids. These parents in today's time, they don't believe in the village. If you say something to their child, you might as well get a gun and have to defend yourself. You know, my daughter is a teacher. And she called me and she said, "Mom, I don't understand how these kids can tell you everything about social media, but they cannot read." She teaches high school kids. And my grandson will be 12 next month. He is in the sixth grade, finishing up on seventh grade math. His teacher said that I am so happy that he's only asked me one question because my education to teach kids don't go any further than the sixth grade level. So he's already on the eighth grade level. But she has kids that are in the eighth grade that are on fifth grade level, if they are on that. So the village is gone. One person back then didn't have the knowledge, somebody else did, and they taught the kids. So we learned from everyone, the good and the bad.
Right.
So it was up to us to take either the good and live that way or the bad and live that way. Everybody always have a choice.
Right.
But the village is gone.
So what do we got to do to get that village back? Raise our kids right? Is it too late?
It's going to take a lot of old souls and young bodies. Because these moms, the way they dress around their children, especially when a woman has a young girl, it breaks
my heart. Help us out, Fernice. Help us out.
I am not saying that you can't be cute and that you can't be sexy. I am not saying that you have to dress down and cover up. Because if you're built like me, it doesn't matter what, and Mandy, it don't matter what you put on. You're going to look good in the regard.
Right.
Cover yourself up so that your child will not grow up thinking and feeling that I have to show my body parts to get attention and to get what I want, because that is not true. That is not the way it should be.
Right.
This social media stuff has killed our village.
We done got far away from being raised, right? We got far away from our raising. I'll say it like that, you know, because it's this new mindset today. You know, everything is being challenging, and a lot of it is coming from social media. And Mandy and Fernice, you know, y'all the ladies on the line tonight. Why do you think that is? Are we allowing social media to raise our kids too much? Or what are we doing, you know, as parents when it just come down to sitting down raising kids? Because a lot of them, they just got tablets. I mean, I'm in the Dallas Independent School District just as well. And that's how they learn today. Yeah, I barely see a they buy all this notebooks, all this paper, but every classroom I go into is a device they working off of. You know what I'm saying? Right. I know they got to turn in papers and stuff like that, but what can we do to, you know, for our future that's coming up? That's what I'm asking. Hey, I mean, because y'all the parents today. Y'all the parents in this generation today. What'd you say, Fenice?
Put books back in front of them. Make them read. Make them learn how to write.
Mm-hmm.
They don't do that. The computer does everything. There are kids that's not even a year old can work a cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
Better than I can. All this technology. Parents don't have time.
Mm-hmm.
They're too busy in their own lives. Having kids early 20s to 30s, you want to party, you want to be you, you want to do you. Well, you can't do that now. You have a child. You have to make time for that child. They don't do it.
Right.
For sure. Yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to say is time. Now, you know, it's just honestly the times we're in, parents, they need to micromanage their children until they get a certain age. And as you were stating, the time, people do not want to take out time because it takes so much of them. And then you have a lot of parents, they work outside of the home, and you have some parents, they work more than one job. And I'm speaking of the single parents, but I do feel like it's time. And I feel like with the way of the world, it has become acceptable. So social media, children on the phone, I mean, we've seen it so much. And although I agree that kids, they do need to go back to books because, as you stated, Fernice, the computer does everything. So they're not really using their critical thinking skills. They're just clicking information into the computer. And I do it a lot with AI when I'm working on certain things, too. And I think sometimes I'm like, you know, you need to bag off a little bit because you're getting a little lazy. But when if I think that way about myself for using AI so much, right, how is it impacting our children? And so I do feel like parents, it takes an extra level of measurement for them, and some people, they just do not have the time. So, and I feel like it all comes down to the parents paying attention to the children and taking out the time that's needed.
And you know what, Mandy, I'm gonna piggyback off of something you said when you were speaking about single parents. I was a single mom at one point. I worked 3 jobs, and my kids still graduated. My oldest daughter, when she went to college, she was classified as a sophomore, not a freshman. So that parent cannot allow any reason to stop them from giving their kids that time. You can't allow that to happen, tired or not. It will pay off in the end, but they deserve it because they didn't ask to be here.
That's right.
So excuses for me as a single mom raising 2 girls and 2 boys. You know, that's an excuse. You have to do better.
I agree with you.
We have to stop. We have to stop. We have to stop that.
I do agree.
We have to make sure they know they're important too.
Right. So I do agree with that. I feel that those are the you know, it's kind of like the easy way out, right? You may have that mom that she works 2 jobs and she may have the mentality of woe it's me. And it's not to make an excuse of how she should be, but some people they take the easy way out, which is the excuse. It can be done. You've proven it. You stated that you work 3 jobs. And I absolutely agree with you. Sometimes we, as parents, parents do have to take out the extra time that's needed. But some people, it's like they'll take the easy route and they'll revert back to the excuse. You know, I work two jobs. I really don't have much time. Did you do your homework today? Well, I'm just going to take your word for it when honestly we need to be, our parents need to be overlooking their children's schoolwork and just activities as a whole.
Ladies and gentlemen, I wonder what is it now, though?
Because when I was growing up, it was four of us. And my mom was just a single mom. But we were always right because we were raised also like by our grandparents who were actually grandparent age back when we was coming up. Now grandparents be like 40, the mama like 30. You be thinking about stuff like these people. I mean, all our friends we were raised around, everybody said yes, ma'am, no, ma'am. When you went to somebody else's house, you spoke when you went in. It wasn't none of this now. So I don't know what was the break in between like the parenting. Did the parents get older? But like even with my grandkids now, when my grandkids come over, I'm not that old school grandparent that was raised by my mama. I don't all that talking back and all that now. We ain't finna have no discussion. If I tell you to do something, it ain't why you got to do. We know what I'm discussing something with you for. This ain't no discussion. Now we want to debate back and forth with people. Like, especially kids. Why I got to do this? Why I got to watch this? Why I got to... If we did that back in the day, man, your head would have got knocked off somewhere.
You know what? I think psychology has a lot to do with this. Like, for example, as you stated, Fred Bell, back in the day, parents told their child to do something, they did it. Now it's a reason for everything. And not to discredit reasoning, but it's like pay attention to your children's feelings. Well, there's a reason they feel the way they feel. Well, we should listen to them more. Okay, this is crazy, but if your child someone's child is having a fit or throwing a tantrum because they do not want to wash dishes, then there must be some type of psychological reason behind it. And I feel that therapy and psychology is great, but I also feel that some of it has weakened our system as far as parenting and things of that nature. Now, my children are adults, but you know, as far as parenting and that nature, because now I remember T.D. Jakes, Eldridge, he said soft parenting.
Mm-hmm.
Sarah made the statement that she raised her children differently than what she was raised.
Right, right.
And she looked at her dad and she said, my dad calls it soft parenting because Sarah sits down and she have certain conversations with her children.
Mm-hmm.
When it was her parents, she just, as you're stating, Fred Bell, she just had to do it. And so now it must be a reason why our children do not want to do what's asked of them. They must be suffering in a way. And you have some people, they will paint that picture.
Mm-hmm.
Do I agree? Not wholeheartedly.
Yes. And so, ladies and gentlemen, on the phone lines on tonight, on the network on tonight, this is the E-Man After Show. We are having a conversation around the domino table. When you know someone wasn't raised right, and we're sitting around the domino table. We got Fred Bell around the domino table. We got Dr. Mandy, she's in the building. We got Miss Frenice. You can check Miss Frenice out every Monday night on the Kia D Unplugged show. She stopped by the E-Man After Show on tonight, and we're just having a discussion. Listen, if you want to join the conversation, hit option one. We'll bring you in. Tell us your opinion. When do you know a person wasn't raised right? I got one for you guys.
Okay.
Here's another one for Nisa and Fred. Being rude with the waiter when you are out to eat. You take somebody out to eat and they being rude with the waiter. What do you guys think? Listen,
well,
don't be rude with the waiter
and
they got our food. They finna bring all our food out to the table.
Oh, my God.
You know
what I'm saying? They gonna spit in your food. Oh, God. Yeah.
That's my thought.
That part. Oh, God.
Right?
Don't do that.
I'm paying.
Okay, so.
And you just clowning. You know what I'm saying?
No. No, you can't go out with me anymore.
That's right.
That was your first and last time.
You know how your cousin and them here for niece? They just act a fool. You know what I'm saying?
And, you know, and that's why. That's why my circle is small. I can't handle that. You cannot do that. I've been with people that did that before, and I honestly, I got up and I left because they was not going to serve me anything out of that kitchen because the manager was mad, the waitress was mad. And I know they went and told the cook. They had to bring that food out.
Right.
It's too much. I couldn't see them around the corner to bring the food out, so I couldn't eat there. So I literally got up and left. And I do not go back out with people who act like that. I can't do it. Mandy, I'm not going to be able to do that.
Oh, absolutely not. I agree with you. I feel like, for me, I have to overcompensate when there's someone in my party that may have been rude. I've witnessed it,
right.
And I felt like when it happened to me before, that I had to overcompensate. I had to be nice. I had to step in and start speaking, and, you know, because I'm like you. I think that, you know, I can't see what's in the kitchen. I don't know what you're doing to my food. So I felt like maybe if I'm nice and if I, you know, if I'm overly nice and I let it be known that we do not agree with the person at the table, maybe their food would be affected and not mine. But I agree with you. I choose not to go out with people like that because it's just rude. It's just ugly.
Yep.
And not and you look at the job. It's nothing wrong with being a waiter or a waitress, but for me, it comes off as if one is more superior than the other.
Wow. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is a great conversation on tonight. When do you know a person wasn't raised right? You guys can hit option one. We'll bring you into the conversation on tonight because. I have two ladies on the line on tonight. And Freya Bill, this is one that we men grew up. And you got some women might think this is a subjectional, but, you know, when you allow a woman to walk on the outside and you stood on the inside, you walking on the sidewalk and she walking on the outside. You know what I'm saying? There's another one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you think, Freya?
You know, me and my wife just laughing about that. And I told my wife, I don't want to get hit by the car.
Wait a minute.
What? Okay.
We're gonna walk closer to the mirror.
See,
it's different views.
Hey,
it's different views. I understand.
Views.
But you gonna put your wife on the outside. You gonna walk on the inside free.
I don't want to get hit by the car. Hold on. I tell you what my saying is. You better say one than none. Somebody got to tell me.
Oh. Well, that is funny. But you know what? That goes back to what we were saying about different views, you know, because I, honestly, for me, I know some men by men, they were taught that way, and I think it's great. But for me, I think it just depends on the person. I just don't think that have any – I don't think that's so much connected to upbringing. And that's just my opinion. I could be wrong, but I just don't think that. And I have all sisters, so I did not have a brother to grow up in a household with us. But I just – I feel like that's just – that it's dependent upon the person.
Yeah.
Cornice?
I agree. It depends on the person. You know, I was, my grandmother had 14. She had 8 boys and 6 girls. So watching my uncle, I have a couple of uncles that open up the car door for their wives, and they have done that as long as I can remember.
Right.
And then you have those uncles that
they ain't open
get in
up
the
nothing.
Car and wait on her to get in the car.
Are you going to get in? Why you standing? You looking at them, you don't unlock the door from these, and you looking at them like, when you going to get in?
You know, know, my grandmother always taught us to be kind to the people. Mm-hmm. Be kind to yourself. Love yourself.
Right,
and
right.
And by loving yourself and being kind to yourself, it'll make it easier to love and be kind to others. She always said if you want someone to do things for you, you have to do things for people. So do unto others as you would have them to do unto you. Mm-hmm. And I have to say I stand on that because those who know me will tell you I'm crazy, but I'm a good person. And I strive to be a good person. It's important to me to be the best version of me that I can be.
Right.
So with that, sometimes kids pick it up at an early age and take it with them. Sometimes they never get it, even in adulthood. They never get it. So it just really depends on that person.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
And where they are in their life.
Yeah. It's certain things. For example, the way we want to be treated, right? Can you guys see? I'm up to the mic. Amen. The way we want to be treated. For me, opening the door is really, really big. Not so much the car door unless it's like our first, third, fourth date or, you know, off and on, but restaurant doors. And with Eldridge and I, when we go out, I would stand in front of the door and wait on Eldridge to open the door. And he does it. But I remember one night in particular, Eldridge just walked up, looked at me. He was like, man, just open the door and walk out. And I opened the door and walked out. I think he was testing me. But that I'm just piggybacking on how we want to be treated, you know. I feel that when it comes to going back to E-Man's question, a woman walking outside up on the other side of the man closer to the street, I feel like if she feels a form of protection is moving to the other side, she should communicate that with him. And if he, you know, if he's attentive, that's something he will do.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like certain things in relationships with people, period, but things like walking on the sidewalk. Those are the type of things that need to be communicated.
Well, Freya said he don't want to get hit, man.
People think differently. Yeah, right. and like people think differently. But if his wife, I'm sure if it, well, he did say he want to get hit, but I'm sure Fred Bell's wife said, baby, can you walk on the outside? I feel more protected. I'm sure he would probably do that.
I'm quite sure.
Why do I see Fred shaking his head? Somebody, nope.
Listen, I was reluctant to say that. I was so, because I don't know. I was so reluctant. But you know, love make you do some things.
Fred Bell, you still say you don't want to get hit, right?
No, I won't get by.
Now, Fred, what if the wife? Now, Fred, I just have to ask you, what if wifey bat her eyes? She's like, baby, now I feel so protected by being on this side. How would you proceed?
Huh? Okay. Move on over then. Okay, but you got some fun.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's Fred Bell. That's encouragement for the soul right there. If your soul ain't been encouraged, you ought to be encouraged. yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, we're around the domino table tonight. This is what we do around the domino table every Sunday night over here on the E-Man After Show. You know, we play a domino. It's a metaphor. You know, we have great conversation and dialogue. And we have one of the personalities join us tonight. It's Vernice. She's with us on tonight. And, Fred, you fit right in Vernice. You fit right down her, you know.
Right.
Kia D, call us up. Miss Kia Davis, call us up on the email. I want to hear her perspective. She said she was listening earlier.
She was.
Call us up, Miss
Kia.
Come
on back, Kia.
Yeah, I want to hear her perspective. Well, here's another one. Here's another man question, guys. Here's another man question.
Man question?
Well, you know how we men think.
Mm-hmm.
When a man allows a woman to walk behind him and not on the side of him. You know, that part kind of gets to me. I don't like a woman behind me because I can't see. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? And then if I look around, you know, Mandy's real short, so I would have to look down and see where she is. I be like, man, where you at? Come on up here. Walk. I'd rather for her to walk on the side of me, because at the end of the day, if anybody was to run up from behind and she behind me, I wouldn't know it until I turn around.
Right.
That's just the way I look at it. And, you know, Mandy carry a purse on her, because Mandy, you know, she wasn't them old school sisters that still carry a purse on her arm.
I'm okay with it.
You
know, so good.
I have to be packing. You know what I'm saying? Because Mandy carry a purse on her arm. You know what I'm saying?
I do.
And I'm like, man, if somebody was to walk up behind us, you know, you behind me, I wouldn't even know it. You know what I'm saying?
Well, Eldridge, I mm-hmm. I say this to you often.
Mm-hmm.
You have to take into consideration walking. Mm-hmm. On side of you, your legs are longer
I get
than
it.
Mine. And
you gotta take big steps.
I feel like I'm
and
running.
He leaves you, don't he, Mandy?
So
look,
that
my
again,
husband
Bernice.
Does the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
My husband does the same thing. And I'd be like, look, are we racing?
Right.
Are we in a rush? Like, why are you walking so fast? He'd be like, no, uh-uh. No, you need to slow it down, good buddy, because I'm going to be tired before we even get to halfway to the corner.
See, you understand.
I understand.
Well, maybe you can tell mine over here, though, because he walks. I tell him his legs are, you know, they're longer than mine, so he takes bigger steps. And then he walks a lot faster. And he's always talking, Mandy, come on, why you walking slow? And I'm
no,
telling him, babe, this is how
fast.
I walk.
But he's walking too fast. For one step of theirs, we have to take two.
Oh, I feel the passion. I hear the passion in you. Okay.
Okay.
You, man, the four three.
I'm 4'11".
Man, the 4'3". Fernice, you about 4'2".
You
know
no,
what I'm
saying? No, I am 5'4". Thank you very much.
Man, you ain't no 5'4". Golly. You ain't taller than Mandy. What
now
are you talking about?
I am taller than Mandy.
No, you and Mandy look at each other. Y'all can look right at
each
other.
Nope. No, we don't.
You must have grown since I seen you last a couple of years now.
You must have
grown. Are you 5'11"?
No,
huh?
She said 5'4".
No, 5'4".
You 5'4"? Mm. How are you, yeah. How tall are you, Mandy?
Babe, you know I'm 4'11".
You 4'2", man. Listen,
I'm
I always ask men, what's going on down there in your world? What, how you doing down there?
You know what? I'm going to need you to back up off Mandy.
But anyway.
I got your back.
All right, girl. I appreciate it. I don't know what's going on with the 4'11 or the 4'2", but I am 4'11".
Okay.
I claim every inch.
Mm-hmm.
I know that's
right. When she walking behind me, I can't see, so I had to turn around and look, where you at? And look down. Come on up here with me, because that's one of our men, you know. Pippi, how you feel about that, friend? Do your wife walk behind you or walk on the side of you, sir?
No, when she walk on the side of me, a lot of times we walk with her own hands or we just walk. But no, she don't walk behind me.
Yeah. Well, don't be looking at me.
I just looked over.
That sounded like it hit him kind of hard there.
Right.
Yeah, because she always walking with, and see, I got to be packing because I don't know who's going to walk up on us. you know what I mean?
If you slow down, you won't have to worry about that too much.
You know what, Vernice? Maybe if you hold my hand like Fred Bell hold his wife's
that
hand,
part.
Maybe I'll be walking on side of you too.
You still going to be walking slow. I'll be like, come on, man.
Oh, God.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're having fun on the network on tonight on the E-Man After Show. We got a great question out there on tonight. We thank you guys that's listening over there on Southern Soul, Artists Around the Globe Radio.com. The time ticker is going off. The network is lit up. And, man, we're having a conversation. When do you know a person hadn't been raised right? Fred Bell, you got another one?
Let me see.
Here's another one.
Five of them in one time.
Hmm?
I think I named my four or five of them in one time.
Mm-hmm. talking back to your parents, I think we named that one, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Talking back to elders, you know.
But, you know, did we address the pants? Like, because Fred Bell did mention also about pants, when the pants hanging down, when children's pants are hanging down in this grocery store.
Well, that makes sense. It makes me want to take a belt and just wear their tails out.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why do you think that's attractive? I have told young men, I said, you know what, you're very handsome, but you're not attractive. He said, mm-hmm. I don't understand. I said, you are sagging.
Mm-hmm.
I said, why are you inviting people to your body like that? He said, that's not what it means. Really, where did it come from?
Mm.
Do you know where it came from? No, maybe you need to do your research before you start copying fads, the way things are being done in today's time. I said, but you would be a very handsome young man mm-hmm. if you had your pants pulled up on your behind the correct way, because I don't want to see your underwear. So that's disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right.
And it is.
Right.
My boys, if my boys sag, I promise you, they did not let me see them do it. Now, they grown mm-hmm. out on their own. They ain't in my house. And mm-hmm. if they sagging, it's not how they were taught. It's what they started when they got out of my house.
Right.
No,
that's what a lot of children do.
Mm-hmm. I got another one, guys. Mm-hmm. Here's one. And you mainly would see this in college because, you know, when I was in college, we mm-hmm. saw this a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And we used to say something to them then. We used to hate to see women come out with house shoes on at the grocery store.
Oh.
House shoes and that what they call that, bonnet on their head.
Mm-hmm.
You
mm-hmm.
know, you all up there
in
Walmart.
Up in a ponytail.
Huh?
Will you just pull that stuff up in a ponytail, put your wig on?
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you don't have Crocs, just throw a pair of tennis shoes on. Come
right.
on. It's not that hard, but your house shoes.
Yeah. And most of them will run over.
But, you know, uh-huh. most of the children, they started to see it as a trend. It had become a trend.
Oh, really?
It had become acceptable. Mm-hmm. Now, for the adults and of maybe a more mature age adults, of
mm-hmm.
course, you know, we look at that and we're like, hey, that's just not right. You don't
mm-hmm.
leave a house for house shoes. But for
yeah.
the kids, it's cool. It's popular to be that way. Even with the bonnets, as crazy as that look, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're just,
mm-hmm.
I mean, they were everywhere with them. I don't know if it's, I don't see it as much as I did at first.
Yeah, because I
used
to see
it in college.
But it was a
trend, and it was something to do.
Mm-hmm.
It was something to do. And then going back to, I think with these particular questions, you said something, Vernice. You said that if your child did it, right, when we were talking about sagging, it was not
yeah.
in your house. Because most children, they know the standard in the home, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when they leave the home, they tend to switch up, you know?
Right.
For example, your mom, you may leave the house with one outfit on and get somewhere else
and
have a totally different outfit,
right.
you know? So I don't know if that has so much to do with parenting. I think it's outside influence.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
yeah,
it
but
is.
You would think this is where the scripture come in at. Train up a child in the way they should go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so
mm-hmm.
if you training a daughter and a young man training a son,
mm-hmm.
because you know a man would tell his son, listen, you know, earn your pants,
mm-hmm.
put your belt on, pull your pants up off your butt.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because when we grew up, it was more about representing the home, the name.
Mm-hmm.
You know, mom and them just wasn't going to have Miss Johnson calling them, telling me your son was down there sagging.
Right.
That's what that village mm-hmm. Venice was talking about earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Even if sometimes, Mandy and you guys, even if you wasn't groomed and had a good haircut,
mm-hmm.
you know, names meant something back when we grew up. It was all about the family name, really.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You weren't going to make mama look bad.
Mm-hmm.
If she done worked three jobs, she out there working, and you clowning, and I had to come up to the mm-hmm. school because you got your pants sagging. Oh, it wasn't nothing like that. You know what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying? But that's mm-hmm. because they trained you in the home,
right.
you know. Because, you know, my mama just, and I think all mothers are like that. My mother just didn't like dirty socks, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, boy, you couldn't, them socks going to stand up. I don't care if you play football. Mm-hmm. I don't care what you did. You know, when you took those socks off, if they stink, go put them out there on the porch till I wash them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, mm-hmm. and you better not have no white socks on and they was dirty mm-hmm. at the bottom. Because it was the family name. The family name meant something.
Right.
And so mom and them recognized Miss Johnson, Miss Smith, and all them people that they, you know, they look up to the educators and the church people. Better not let no church people call and say, hey, your son down here, pants was sagging.
Mm-hmm.
That person was able to get
yeah.
you. And mama was standing at the door waiting on you to come home because they was going to get you. You
yeah,
know.
They had a belt stick and everything in their hands.
So,
right, right.
It goes back then to the village. It goes back, as you said, as right. Vernice was saying earlier, to the village because, and that's something that we don't see, right?
Mm-hmm.
In today's time, we don't see people coming together. They're allowed to, and Vernice, you mentioned this earlier, allowed to correct other people's children. So now it's the mm-hmm. out of sight, out of mind, right?
Mm-hmm.
Parent at work,
yeah.
child out, child know their parent do not allow such things, but parents not watching, they have outside influences and, hey, let me sag, let me put on these house shoes and this bonnet, you know, knowing that if their mom or dad was to see it, they'll have a fit, you
right,
know?
Right, right.
So
yeah.
it's that broken village.
Right, right. And here's mm-hmm. the last one I have for you guys. When a person do not say thank you, you know,
mm-hmm.
You open up a door for a person, you know, you be real nice to them and they just won't say thank you. They like, okay, you open it up fine
mm-hmm.
and just walk on in, you know,
yeah.
and most of us being, we, you know, even, you know, I open doors for little kids. I don't open doors for grown people.
Mm-hmm.
I've had people, I open the door, I'm talking about grown people, not little kids. You just open the door for them. They walk on in like,
mm-hmm.
you know, okay,
yeah.
he got the dough, she got the dough.
It happened yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. And they won't say thank you. Or
at all.
You loan a person some money. Some people don't believe this, but have you ever loaned some person of money and they just take it and won't even say thank you?
Yeah. Look,
so these, have you ever
this?
Loaned somebody some money and they didn't say thank you?
How about this? Someone said, I need to borrow, okay?
Mm.
Borrow.
Mm-hmm.
They don't use the word loan. Okay? I need to borrow.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to pay you back.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't say thank you.
Mm.
And on the day they supposed to pay you back.
Come on, we finna find,
block.
We finna preach now.
they
we finna have a sermon now.
Block.
Come on, finna.
They don't answer no texts, no calls, no nothing. You can't. They can't even be found. And it's 2 months later, and you still waiting.
Mm.
And when you see them, they don't have your money and get mad at you and want to fight you because they owe you. Come on. I just need a little help with that. Come
they
on.
Ain't been raised
friends.
Right. That's the only thing
Come
I can
on.
Tell you. They haven't been raised right. No, they ain't been raised right.
Right.
They haven't been raised right.
Mm-hmm.
Look, boy, I tell you that right there. And mm-hmm. people don't mm-hmm. say excuse me either.
Mm-hmm. 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 That was another one I had. When a person bump you
Mm-mm.
and they won't say excuse, they bump you and be looking like, you better get the hell out of the way. I dare you to say something. You know what I'm saying?
Say something if you want to. Say something.
That's when you know a person hadn't been raised right. Mm-hmm.
Hadn't been
Fred
raised
Bell?
Right.
Yes, sir.
Come on in this conversation,
sir. I felt that one about the money. And she left out the part about they continue to buy stuff knowing they owe you money and they say, can I give you $10? Can I give you $20? Oh, that hit personal right there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still
mm-hmm.
waiting on some money. Not no little money either. Some good
mm-hmm.
money.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I tell you what, Fred, yeah. that break you, don't it? It breaks you from
yeah.
giving money out when somebody said loan me or let me borrow.
Right. And it messes up me even loaning anybody anything else because that one person did, they messed over.
Yep. You don't even want a longer cup of sugar. I know, because I'm like that.
And then a cup of sugar, what makes it worse is, and you want to think in your mind, if you'd have borrowed this money from anybody else besides me, one of your other friends, you would have paid them back. But you didn't pay me back because you feel like we just that close. You don't have to pay me back. You still owe me money.
Right.
You know what that is, Fred?
Call somebody.
Fred, you know what that is?
What's that?
Status title. You know, I always tell people, listen, don't get it twisted. I don't care what status you think you hold in my life. Understand the words that are coming out of my mouth at all.
Right.
And
God
forbid.
I don't care
about your status.
Mm-hmm.
Right. God forbid them to be a Christian, you know, and they going to church shouting. You know what I'm saying?
They wouldn't throw the pastor on you.
They down there shouting. How you down there shouting praising God, then you pass a person knowing you owe them? You know what I'm saying? No kind of conviction. But listen, guys, we're having a conversation around the domino table, but we got another segment to do. It's called Encouragement for Your Soul. Y'all guys check this segment out. We'll come back and finish this show up talking about when do you know a person hadn't been raised right. It is Encouragement for the Soul. We're sitting here on the E-Man After Show. We got Mandy, we got Phoenice, and we got Fred Bill hanging around the domino table. Y'all guys keep it locked. We'll be back with more right after this.
You are now tuned in to Encouragement for Your Soul.
Thank you for joining me for the encouraging word of tonight. And what a word we have for tonight. If there's anybody out there who has exercised or went through any kind of training, nobody likes the training, but the training was good because it helped them endure the things that they had to go through that they were training for. Whether it was for a football team, whether it was for a job, whether it was for running distance, whatever it may be. But tonight, you know what we need to do? We need to thank God for the mountains and the hills. And when I say thank God for the mountains and the hills, thank God for the mountains and the hills, which are our trials and our tribulations. Because we've all seen mountains and we've all seen hills. And the one thing they have in common is we have climbed those mountains and we have climbed those hills with help from God. Those mountains that I'm speaking of and those hills are the trials and tribulations. Because we've seen some trials that people have went through, we've seen some tribulations. Even the trials and tribulations that we have been through. Now, a lot of you guys know that listen to me, I had cancer over 13 years ago. God helped me complete a 4-month climb of Mount Everest, which was stage 4 cancer. Now, the climb was hard, but with all of the prayers from everybody who sent in them, God said, I hear you. And I see him, meaning God said, I hear your prayers and I see him. Just as I pray for you guys, God sees the prayers that each and every one of us pray for you. So be encouraged and thank God for your trials and tribulations. So now he said, I see him and I hear your prayers. So I will take care of him. Just like God took care of me, he will take care of you. Then my PET scan results came back after 4 months, and I'm still cancer-free over 13 years ago, 100% cancer-free. That is a total healing. So glory be to God. For he is awesome. God is so awesome in all of our lives, but we must continue to thank him and praise him. So we should ask God, what mountains or hills have God helped you climb? Because Isaiah 54:10 says, for the mountains may depart and the hills may be removed, but my steadfast love shall not depart from you, and my covenant of peace shall not be removed, says the Lord, who has compassion on you. So those hills and those mountains have shaped us into who we are today. And most of all, they have showed us that no matter what the height of the mountain or the hills are, meaning our problems, God's love was always there, and it brought us closer to him. So we have to thank God for the mountains and the hills, because the endurance it took to climb made the landscape more beautiful, because it created the love for you. It created the love from God that you have right now. So we need to thank God for every mountain and every hill. You've heard another encouraging word by Fred Bell.
You have just been motivated, inspired with encouragement for your soul with Fred Bell.
You're listening to The Sound.
Come on back up here.
Just sing it as you feel it. It's all right.
That's the same way we did it a few months ago.
That's right.
So ain't no different.
Okay.
You do the same.
Okay.
I think that we had a little... What were you talking about, B, at first?
Well, I was talking about lovers.
Lovers?
The world loves lovers. The three L's. Loving, laughing.
And what else?
Living. Living.
Said I've had my fun.
Yes.
If I don't get well no more. Yeah. I said I've had my fun, people. If I never get well no more. I said my health is failing me. I think I'm going down slow.
Hello.
I don't want you to do nothing but just moan. So,
just moan.
Baby, Papa's got a brand new bag.
baby.
Just open the door and I'll get it for myself.
Hello.
Now, baby, say it one more time. Papa's got a brand new bag.
Now what should I do right here? I don't know what love is,
But I think I got it bad.
I know. I think I got a little bit of it there. It ain't no fun in missing the things you want. But it's so bad when you miss the good things that you once have had. Now what about it, B?
I don't claim to be no gambler. I tell you, I don't know much about the diet. I want you to listen to me. Oh, I don't claim to be no gambler. I tell you, I don't know much about the diet. But now I want you to hear this, Mr. Brown.
Yeah.
But I'll wait, and my baby knows. Bobby, she knows he ain't the kind that's gonna crap out twice.
It's my own fault.
for, darling. Treat me the way you wanna do. I said it's my own fault, darling. Treat me the way you wanna do.
Rock me, baby. Rock me all night long. Rock me, baby. Honey, rock me all night long. Rock me, baby. Like my back ain't got no bone. Rock me, baby. Honey, rock me slow. Rock me, baby. Rock me slow. Rock me, baby. Till I want no more.
We Talk
Radio Network has something for everyone, with shows featured every single day of the week, which means you can join us every day and have fun every day. And if you got a business, feel free to join us and advertise your business right here on our platform on WeTalkRadio.com.
Rock me, baby. Hey, you rock me, baby. Hey, you rock me, baby. All night long. We're back. We're back on the E-Man After Show. That's Bobby Blue Band and B.B. King and Dave Frank. Rock me, baby. Hey, rock me, baby. Well, thank all you guys that's hanging out with us on tonight on the E-Man After Show. We're around the domino table. We got Fred Bell. You back with us, Fred Bell? He hanging out with us on tonight. Yes. We got Fernice. Yes. He's hanging out with us. Fernice, are you in the building?
I'm in the building, big baby.
All righty. Fernice is in the house. Dr. Mandy. Mandy, the mentor. She in the building.
I'm here.
We're in the building tonight, man. I tell you, it's been a great conversation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we just want to know if people been raised right.
Right.
Yeah, you know, Bobby Blueberry said, B.B. King said, hey, you know, rock me, baby. Me and over here, rock me, baby. All night. Y'all know nothing about that. Y'all, you young whippersnappers. Y'all know nothing about that blues. You know something about that blues, Renee? You don't know nothing about that.
Look, that's all I knew growing up. You know, people say, who sang this song? I don't know this rapper. I'm like, where's Teddy P at? You know, where's Bobby? You know, give me some Johnny Taylor.
Okay.
Give me some
I forgot about it with Johnny Taylor. Yeah.
Ooh, you can't leave out Johnny T.
Yeah. He a Texas boy, right there, boy, right down here in Dallas, Texas. Oak Cliff, Texas. Hmm. Johnny Taylor. Man. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're around the door. Yes, he was. We're around the domino table on tonight. We want to thank all you guys that's listening to us over on Southern Soul Artists Around the Globe Radio.com. Those of you are listening to us on We Talk Radio Network. Listen, you can join the Kia D Unplugged show tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. Join Kia D and Miss Fenice. They'll be hanging out tomorrow night, right? Y'all be hanging out tomorrow night,
that's
right?
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll be there. Come see us. Come join us.
Yeah. Yeah, that's an unplugged show for show. Yeah. What's the other one when the lights go out? What's the name of the other one? I forgot. After.
Oh gosh, I went.
You forgot
blank.
Too.
I went totally blank.
Yeah.
Is it after the lights go out?
Yeah, something like that. The grown folks show.
Yes, I think it's after the lights go out. It's coming back too. It's coming back.
Right,
well, you know,
right.
You got to put your kids to bed when that show come on.
I know that.
You talking about hot. Did you hear how I said that?
Yeah, it's smoking. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. So, ladies and gentlemen, you can join these great shows over here on We Talk Radio Network. I want to shout out to all of you guys that keep up with this network. Been around for 14 years. We have been having fun around the domino table. And so tonight we put a great question out there. When do you know a person wasn't raised right? And so, guys, what's the moral of the story tonight? Fred Bell, we'll start with you. What's the moral of the story tonight? Fred?
Raise your kids right so they won't be disrespectful.
Right. Exactly. Fenice, what's the moral of the story tonight?
Stop being your kid's friend first and be a parent first.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's the moral of the story.
All right. Mandy, what's the moral of the story tonight for you?
Although our children, it's so much, you know, so much weighing against our children and their growth, we can't stop. So we have to be persistent and have consistency.
Right, right. And the more the story for me tonight is like Fred Bell, just, you know, raise your kids right. And I'm just going to add a little bit more to it. Raise them with love. You know what I'm saying? You can't go wrong if you raise them with love. And then just raise them to be mannerable. You know what I'm saying? Teach them manners.
Mm-hmm.
You know, teach your kids some manners at the end of the day.
Right.
Because once again, you know, when we grew up, it was all about the family name. You couldn't go get out there and cut up. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because they would tell you, you know, that kid don't have no manners. Mm-hmm. And so, guys, I want to thank y'all for joining us around the domino table on tonight. It's been a great episode, been a great show. And we'll come back next Sunday night, I believe. That'll be Easter Sunday, right?
Yes.
Next Sunday night is Easter Sunday. Wow. How time flies.
Mm-hmm.
And so hope you have had a blessed day on today. Yeah, next Sunday's Easter, you know? And so y'all get out. A lot of people be going to church next Sunday. Yeah. Well, get on up in
yes,
there. And
they want to wear them outfits.
For sure that. Uh-huh. Yeah. And so, don't be coming to church with your pants. Because, you know, I was watching a clip and Juanita Bynum, she was teaching not too long ago.
Mm-hmm.
And she told me, y'all pants just too tight and too short. She said, listen, them pants are just too small on y'all now. Mm. I said, watch out now. You meddling. But, guys, we want to appreciate you tonight. We want to thank you once again for checking out the E-Man After Show tonight. But I have a thought for tonight. You know, I always like to end this show with a thought. I call it the E-Man Thoughts over here on the E-Man After Show. And my thought tonight is simply just this, man. You know, it's something that my pastor say all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And in the words of Bishop T.D. Jakes, he said it just like this. Learn to take a licking and keep on ticking.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that simple. Learn to take a licking and keep on ticking. Well, guys, I appreciate you tonight for hanging out around the domino table. Come back next Sunday night. We'll have another great topic. You know?
All right.
And so, Phoenicia, you hang with her. You should know this. I'm gonna put you to the test. But, Fred, we want to thank you tonight, buddy, for hanging around the domino table with us tonight. All right, man.
Thank you.
Have a blessed, productive week, and we'll talk to you soon, buddy. Good night.
All right.
All right, peace. Well,
all right.
Y'all ready to get on up out of here?
We ready.
So, man, we're going to get on up out of here tonight. So, man, let's thank big.
B-I-G.
Because we believe in God.
Because God believes in me.
And we're all living proof.
Until next time. Good night, everyone.
I forgot, Phoenice, you don't know that line.
No, we have to do
it's
that.
Okay. It's okay.
Well,
we did with Kia D.
Let's thank big.
B-I-G.
I just did that one.
Yeah.
What's the other
one?
That's
the one we did with Kia. We talk.
We talk.
We listen.
Phoenice.
And we take action.
Oh,
all right.
She know how this goes.
Here
I
go.
Well, thank you for hanging out with us on tonight.
Thank you.
Hang out with us again.
It was my pleasure. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Talk to you soon. Peace.
Peace.
You know, you can you can tell that Phoenice is a radio personality because as you were talking.
Oh, yeah.
And then when she, you know how you like Phoenice, Mandy, she get through talking. She like, Mandy, you know.
Oh, yeah,
I was like, yeah, she's in the rotation.
Oh,
so you can certainly tell she's a radio personality. And listen, so I get finished talking. I'm just sitting here. I thought about it because as I was listening, I'm like, you can certainly tell that Phoenice, she fits, you know.
Yeah, she had that radio voice, I tell you.
She does.
And so, because, long time ago, you didn't see personalities. And people will wonder what they look like.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they see you, they be like, I know that's what you look like. And you be like, well, what are a person supposed to look like?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But so, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on tonight. We're going to get on up out of here. You guys have a blessed, productive week. And so, Mandy, let's pack up our bag like we going to run somewhere.
Let's go. Time to go.
Yeah, because my system been acting crazy. I don't know what that is. But good night, everybody. Peace.
Good night. Peace.
And leave, baby.
have one woman, gotta have three. One woman just to hold me down, one woman just to lift me up. And I gotta at least have one woman on the side that really don't give. If you wanna leave, baby, go ahead and leave, yeah. There's one thing that I found out, I can't have one woman, gotta have three. One woman just to hold me down, one woman just to lift me up. And I gotta at least have one woman on the side that really don't give. If you wanna go, baby, go ahead and walk out the door. But one thing that you gotta remember is one monkey don't stop no show. If you wanna go, baby, go ahead and walk out the door. But one thing that you gotta remember is one monkey don't stop no show. This train gon' keep on rolling. Oh yeah, to think our life gon' keep on going. Oh yeah, this train gon' keep on rolling. Oh yeah, to think our life gon' keep on going. Oh yeah, baby you can leave, yeah, but I'll never be alone. Soon as you walk right